of 4.8%. The opening bell just sounding on Wall Street, stocks starting off the day higher. This is SRN News.
It has been confirmed. Those brave Americans who are trying to preserve free speech continue to be censored, shadow banned, or silenced. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to share the liberating ideas of some of America's brightest and most free thinkers. People like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry, whose ideas are putting financial control back in the hands of everyday people, helping them protect their money against a government that seems intent on destroying it. Text TRUTH to 76626 to find out more. As this election moves forward, we just released a report that reveals our three favorite ideas for protecting and growing your wealth during the 2024 election. These ideas are especially critical if you have an IRA or 401k. Text TRUTH to 76626. Discover ideas that are so simple and actionable they might save your retirement. Text TRUTH to 76626 now for your free report. That's TRUTH to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Another very warm, comfortable day today with a high temperature in the middle 80s again. Limited sunshine filtering through some high clouds. Cloudy, mild tonight. Overnight low 66. Tomorrow, I think most of us stay dry. High 82, mostly cloudy. Thursday, a little warmer, high 86 with a sun and cloud mix. Then widely scattered showers holding off till Friday and Saturday with a better chance on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. The family of the Montgomery woman who was shot while driving Friday afternoon says she is paralyzed from the chest down. Amy Dix was driving on Atlanta Highway near Red Lobster around 1 p.m. when she was shot. No arrest has been made. Suspect and motive remain unknown. Montgomery is coming off a particularly violent weekend with multiple shootings and fatalities. Police now confirm three deaths. All homicides happened within a few hours of each other on Saturday night. The homicide announcements come on the heels of multiple other shootings already reported. Target is introducing a new technology to combat theft at its self-checkout registers. TruScan cameras will be able to detect when items are not scanned. Shoppers will receive audio and visual cues when they do not scan items properly. The new technology will be rolled out to all Target stores within the year. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. Neon light casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns. Highly addictive cell phone betting and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be. To stand strong and vote no on gambling and keep the Alabama we know and love. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Alabama Eagle Forum, Box 130-757, Birmingham.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZQL.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Broken bricks, falling fences, damaged doors, Gorilla Glue. Of course. It's incredibly strong and 100% waterproof and bonds, well, virtually everything. While you're at it, look for Gorilla Tape, a heavy-duty double-thick duct tape, and Gorilla Super Glue, great for all your quick fixes and repairs. There's also Gorilla Epoxy, Gorilla Wood Glue, Gorilla Construction Adhesive, of course. You get it. If you can break it, Gorilla can fix it. For the toughest jobs on planet Earth.
I'm Cam Marston. My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Cam Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. On this day, it is a Tuesday here in the heart of God's country, April the 16th in the year of our Lord, 2024. My little girl's birthday. So happy birthday, aww, Merritt.
What's she doing today for her birthday?
I don't know. She was asleep when I sent her a birthday at the crack of dawn this morning. Happy birthday wish.
What time of day was she born?
I don't know. Why would I know that? Only women know that. Today is her birthday.
Fine. What is
her
favorite kind
of
cake?
And my mom's birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday, Scott's mom.
Yes. Scott. Merritt's favorite cake is probably a lemon pie from Jim and Nick's.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She and my daughter, Wesley, would be friends. Mm-hmm. Lemon is her jam. Okay.
And
Jim
and Nick's lemon pie is really good.
Well, happy birthday, number 13.
They're not sponsors, but they should be. Yes.
You know what?
And it's my mom's birthday. They
happy
have the same
birthday, Mrs. Beeson.
Mm-hmm.
What's her favorite kind of cake?
Any kind.
She's my kind of girl.
Yeah, any kind.
Okay. Well, happy birthday, Mrs.
Beeson. So happy birthday to both of them.
That's so special.
I'm doing my math. I think Mary's 21 today, which, you know, that won't be neither here nor there for her, but 21's a big deal.
Yeah, it is a very big deal. Yeah. Well, happy birthday. Mm-hmm. This is very, very special.
I can't remember. I might have bought a beer when I was turned 21.
I went out to dinner with my parents' friends.
But yeah, here's the thing, Scott. I didn't drink it.
I believe that.
You know what? Hey, you know what I did when I turned 21? I bought beer for my hair.
I did not inhale.
Did you really?
I literally bought beer 2 days after my birthday. Mm-hmm. Same situation. Didn't drink it. Literally poured it on my hair for a shine treatment.
Did it help?
Yeah. We're so lame.
We are lame. There's no doubt about it. Now, I'm not 100%. I can't remember that far back, but I remember thinking that's what I'm going to do.
You're just going to buy it.
So I wonder if other people have done that or other people are like, no, I went all in.
Scott,
Eric the Duck.
You know what?
And Eric the Dog.
Yeah, both of them. But we're lame. But I do remember I went to the Western in Vestavia. Allison could give us a tutorial, which is why we love her. Because she's very fun. Mm-hmm. And we need more fun in our lives.
Sky, where were you on when you turned 21?
Well, it wasn't a problem for me. I'm so old that back then, the drinking age, I lived in St. Louis, but the drinking age was 18 in Illinois. So you just crossed the bridge.
Really?
Yeah, it turned out, though, it wasn't such a hot idea because a lot of 18 and 19, 20-year-olds would have trouble returning back to Missouri. Okay, so they finally
and they were stuck on their bridge. There was no back road to get off of.
Man, after midnight, it was dangerous up there.
That's funny.
East St. Louis is dangerous enough, believe me.
Without all the drunken teenagers.
Oh, my word.
Do y'all think, I'm just asking people in general.
Yeah.
Because that's a good point. Do y'all think things got better when they said, no, you can't drink till you're 21? Because I have some issues with the whole 18, you can go and fight and die for your country, but you can't drink a beer. You're not responsible enough to do anything, but you can go and fight and die. And I guess they could say, well, when you're going and fighting and die, we're in charge and we're telling you what to do. You're not really making your own decisions. Statistically, I don't know. I've never looked at the issue. Did the world become a safer place when they changed the drinking age to 21? Because like the speed limits, I don't think the world became safer when we did that whole 55 miles an hour. Can you imagine now? 55 miles an hour is terrible. I'm not sure that I can't jog faster than that.
My car doesn't know.
But we drove all over the place at 55, and and the cops were like Nazis.
You're going 59 and a 55. We're 55. Save the planet. Save the gas.
I can remember driving to Tuscaloosa a few times when I was still in high school, and in my old Buick Regal that I ended up with instead of a better car because I was a snot-nosed dummy. Another long story. And it was the speed limit. The speedometer would only go to 85. And I thought, man, I'm going 80 miles an hour. Hey, we're about to take off at any moment. This is so fast. And now, if you don't drive 80, you're going to get run over.
Yeah. Well, Scott, we have places to go. And I don't think our cars recognize
55.
Your
car doesn't go 80, except for like a split second as it's going on to 81, 82, 83, 84. I know you, Amy Beth Shaver.
That feels a little painful, but
when
accurate.
When people follow you on, Live 360, it's not even a dot. It's like a line. Because the dot is moving so quickly.
I prefer sound. Pew! So I don't think anything got better when we changed an arbitrary figure. Because if you can fight and die, if you're required to sign up, fight and die, you can drink. The rest of the world treats alcohol. I mean, they give it to two-year-olds in Germany, watered down. Mm-hmm. I think we would have vastly different attitudes if we would stop making it such a, this is bad now. Oh, it's not bad now. Like, it doesn't make any sense
like
to me at all.
There's like an opening day where you're like, I'm 21. Woohoo!
What if we took the stigma off of it and made it less of a deal so that it's just kind of like, oh.
Even though I'm not for it.
Well, you just make things more inconvenient for the young people, the 18, 19, 20-year-olds. They're going to get their alcohol. Okay?
Yeah. Right. I mean,
just making them criminals is all.
Exactly. So. But I don't understand.
That's the argument that Oregon, I think it's Oregon, made for harder drugs. And now they're like, okay, that didn't work out so well. Making it easier to get and not prosecuting anybody. Now we've got more people. So they're not the same. I just wondered if it, if it actually
made
things better.
I remember when we changed it. I mean, didn't it used to be 19? Like, I remember being at Beltwell Auditorium when I was a little girl, and it said 19. Drinking age is 19. And then they changed it in the 80s to 21. Do you guys remember that?
I don't remember that. Because I just got in on the cusp of that.
So in Alabama, did it used to be 19 or 18?
Yes. No, it was 19. It was 19 in Alabama.
And we left our banking age at 19. You can have your own bank account. Your parents can roll off at 19. Okay. So banking and drinking must have gone together somehow.
At some point.
And
they thought you were an adult. Yeah.
We raised drinking, left the banking, which is super weird because no other state in the country has that same rule, just by the way.
Really?
That's just for free.
What other state? Then what do other states do on banking?
I don't even know that it matters, but I know with our kids, I can't roll off until they're 19.
Yeah, because we tried to get a bank card or something for Mac.
Can't do it.
Oh, no, it's got to be in your name. So I'm like, okay, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. So that card where we were young, it was like, hey, I need to see your card. I need to check your signature and all that kind of stuff. So now I have to give my kid a card that has my name on it that he uses everywhere.
Yep.
But he's not me. So where's all the security? Okay, just take it and go, right?
Makes no sense.
It doesn't have to line up.
What we do doesn't make sense. That's all. But I agree with you. I don't know. I think when I went in, I was like, wait, you're telling me she has to be 19? 19?
Right.
Really? I'm kind of done, like, when they get to college.
Yes.
Like I'm on, the guardrails are up.
Right.
But really, I would like to know the reasoning behind why we do some of what we do. Well, it would help me.
It was probably a one thing happened one time. And I'm like, on the banking thing. I'm like, he has very little money of his own. Yeah. Even though he, you know, works his little summer jobs right. or whatever. So it's my money.
Yes.
And when it's gone, y'all aren't going to let him buy. So what exactly, what risk are we...
Yeah.
Are we avoiding here?
No sense. It's like zero sense. Zero.
I don't know. Maybe it was some lawsuit. Maybe some lawyer said, you knew good and well, blah, 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 it's your fault. I'm like, no, it's... Anyway, the billboard lawyers might have caused it. I don't know.
Look, somebody could probably give us an answer. It was probably a politico or a judge's child who got in trouble for some such, and then they decided to change it. Let's be honest. That's the way things happen in Alabama.
It's clearly someone else's
because
fault.
We are corrupt. We're proud of it. And I just have this feeling
we're not gonna change it.
That we're not going to change it. So that's just, anywho, that's all. Okay, may I ask a question, please?
Okay.
And Sky, Scott, everyone, this is just a little question because I know we have a lot of news. Specifically, I know, Scott, you want to talk about taxes, which is...
super exciting.
I mean, it's as exciting as watching paint dry, but it must be talked about because it's important. But my question first is, my Lady Banks rose, my climbing rose...
Okay, at your house.
...has bloomed... She's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Now they're dying off. Okay. Is this when I'm used to just regular rose bushes, not my beautiful climbing rose that she needs to be pruned. Is this when I prune her for a second bloom in a few weeks? Like, what do I do?
You're asking the listeners.
Well, I'm asking you guys, also the listeners, because last time I asked a rose question, you helped me, and I've done those things with the mesh and all the things. I even planted companion plants.
So is the climbing rose kind of like... Remember,
she's all
says
over my fence.
The antique roses? Because roses used to really be vines, didn't they?
Well, she's a vine.
They were briars.
Yeah, she's a vine, she's a briar, and she is wild.
Okay.
And she is all over the top of my fence, and it's just the way I want because she's trained to go down. I love it. Everything's working out.
Okay.
But this is the first year that I'm like, all right, I need this to last. I want a second bloom. Is this now when I prune? I don't know. I have no idea.
I have no idea.
And I would rather learn because somebody told me about pouring coffee on my rose bushes. That has worked.
Mm-hmm.
They look lovely.
Okay.
Their leaves are green. The pester, like, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I need help. Before we talk about, so if somebody knows if this is when I should prune my Lady Banks white rose, it's a beautiful climber. I need to know. I genuinely ask.
Somebody will know.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Both the Erics.
Oh my gosh. What do we do?
Both the Erics are here. Let's go
Who's
to
first?
Whichever one's in order. Eric the Duck is first.
All
Eric,
right.
Welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Not guilty. I
misspoke. I apologize from the bottom of my heart and soul.
Hey, man, I was telling Sky, buddy, up there. I said, man. You know, it's hell when you get off mines and you stay at work at 8:30. And I come over yesterday. I wanted to give you guys that picture. And lo and behold, the door was locked. I've been trying for 3 months. And there's no more excuse. I can't make no more. And I said, well, I guess, I don't know, man. But I'm going to make it real short and sweet because I don't never know when I got to crawl through an attic. But anyhow, I'm kind of upset because of what happened, Scott, about the drinking age.
Yeah.
I ain't never had no problem with Budweiser. That's just me now. But I know that Lunchbox does his coffee black, strong, and slightly bitter. Which is... Hey, I like Lunchbox now. Hell, I drank a beer and he drank coffee, but he's one of them type I can get along with. But I'm kind of upset about this protest, man. It's hitting home to me. There was a lady, man, I was telling Sky that was just about delivery state and was on a bridge in Hillsborough County, Florida, which is Tampa. I believe he died because he couldn't get over the bridge because they blocked the bridge. now.
Oh, no, that would be...
And this is all the Hamas, the pro-Hamas protesters from yesterday?
This is where we need law enforcement. Denver, Colorado abolished a big budget surplus for the dam. Pardon my language, because I don't mean to, but they cut out the fire department's budget as well as the police to house illegal immigrants because that. That's what makes me mad. Crime in Denver has increased 88%. Now, here's another. If I would have been, this is why I'm not sworn to hold the law, because if I was a cop, this is what I would do. Lunchbox would agree, and Randall too. If I had to get on that bridge, y'all blocking traffic, the Golden Gate was blocked as well, Brooklyn Bridge, I chunked their ass over the side. That's just me. I would set an example. You have to, and Scott, you know as well, you got to lead by example. If you don't, if you let somebody run up and slap you in the face, guess what? They're going to continue.
You got it. Eric the Duck, wise words, I believe.
Great call.
We got to take a break. Eric the Dog will be up on the other side. We'll be back.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ernest.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
The baby liked it.
Hey, guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate, 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you. Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
To the town of our free, who rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he...
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Just so you know, I am now cranked up. Really cranked up. But we'll get
I'm
to
sorry,
that.
I'm sorry, Sky.
We will get to that because it is on now. What is the old thing? It's on like Donkey Kong.
Hold on.
This we got to go.
What is behind you that says "Let's go"?
Yeah, the little wooden thing, Sky.
Wooden thing. What's that say?
Right under the microphone on the sign. Let's go.
Bra.
Bro,
it's the paddle.
Turn the other way. Keep
Turn
going
all the way
away.
Around. Oh, this is like right a husband there. Looking
oh, okay.
in the fridge.
Yeah, way over on the other side. That yeah. says, "Let's go, Brandon." I don't. Oh, I have no idea what
Brandon.
That means.
Okay.
Though. Yeah.
No.
I have no idea. But after the story we're going to talk about, we're all going to
be. Gonna
say
we're
going
to be on the Let's
all
go,
right.
Brandon
anyway.
Side. Let's go to Eric the dog. Eric, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hola.
Hola.
Hola. ¿Cómo está?
Estamos trabajando bien duro hoy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Si.
Correct.
Si, señor.
Yeah. So that's it. Cervezas and stuff. You know.
I got that one.
You know, you guys. Hey, you know, y'all were talking the other day about that guy from Brazil and telling us yes. we should learn economics and made a comment about his language. Nobody gives a how you say it. I don't want to hurt old crawdad's ears, but you probably couldn't hang around me for more than like, I don't know, 30 seconds before I would definitely offend you. When we relate to somebody's languages, how they're conversing something as far mm-hmm. as using expletives,
mm-hmm.
why are we concentrating on how they're saying as opposed to what they're saying?
I will say this. I think there is something to be said for civil language. Part of the time when I listen to some folks talk, and I don't think you're one of these.
Maybe.
Is it? I want the conversation to be shorter. And if they took out all the F-bombs, a lot of Yankees in New York, if they took out all their F-bombs, I could only talk to them for about 42 seconds. But because of all the F-bombs, I have to listen to them for 3 minutes because they are effing mad about effing, and where's the effing, and I'm like... Wow, that is a very, very flexible word because it means lots of things. So I want to get to the point. Okay. I don't mind one, but get to the point.
All right. So I'm just
going to
use the one.
Just don't, because I want to remain on the air.
And, you know, that whole drinking and driving and buying early, I don't know anything about any of that. That's not supposed to... Clearly against the law, therefore I do not do it. You know,
I figured that. I knew that.
To happen, Yeah, if you make a law, it immediately goes away. And if you add more money to the enforcement of that law, never happens. You actually don't even need that many police officers to enforce the law anymore because you've made a law and it works so well. You know, like you're not supposed to discharge a firearm within city limits. And I mean, you know, clearly that's working. I mean, my news feed is clear of anybody who's been, you know, tragically maimed, hurt, or killed by firearms in the city because you're not even supposed to fire those things. I mean, I don't even know why we have them. I don't even know why the police need guns. I mean, let's just be honest. We're all law-abiding citizens. Most of us can read English. All right, I was kidding. You know, enough of us can read English that we could explain it to the other people. You know, it's just, it's asinine, man. This is Looney Tunes town, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And, let's see, y'all said something else. What were y'all talking about earlier?
Roses. I had a question about roses, yeah, and then Merritt's birthday.
Amy Beth, look.
Sir?
Your husband knows everything there is to know about fertilizers, so I don't even know why you're asking anybody else. Just call the man already. Look,
just don't ask him to bring any home.
Right? Look, next time we have y'all have an event, you need to bring Chris because me and that guy, I am going to be rolling. Do you hear me? You know, most people have, you know, they say they're talking excrement. That guy can really talk about it.
He really can. You know what? I'll bring him.
You know, there's actually no context to it. But him, that guy's got a PhD, literally. You know, and that's something to be proud of. He probably has a BS degree and all kinds of things. I mean, there is just the amount of knowledge this man brings to that particular dynamic. You know, when you say you've had a crappy day, no, you haven't. You know, I mean, come on, man. I'm telling you, I get around this dude, it's going to be nonstop hilarity. Does he drink?
Yes.
Okay.
Not a lot, but yes, he does. He enjoys a good dark brew.
I bet. He has the... He drinks the appropriate amount. I get it.
Yes.
The fact that we had to preface our things that we like, our recreational activities with, I do just enough to not be considered an alcoholic. I'm not an alcoholic. And I know that because I don't go to any meetings. And I'm okay with that. I mean, there's
you're right. You know what, Eric? You're right. You're absolutely right. Man.
And where's, daggum, she's gone 2 days, I forget her name. Where's Allison?
Oh, the girl who used to be on this show? Allison?
Yeah, did Randall run her off? Because that guy, that's not going to be good for him. I'm telling you, y'all going to have to get him her number or something so he can make sure she's okay. And I love Randall.
She's on a little vacay with, Jared had a business meeting, and if we have one business phone call, then it counts for her to have a business meeting too.
Oh, okay. All I can say about that is, you know, you don't have anybody that can be aggressively helpful, and it's showing. And I'm not sure that.
We're so sorry. We'll do better with our list.
And you know what? And I'm telling you, she is kicking your posterior as far as the kept woman thing goes. Because here you are having to come to work every day, and here she is making one phone call, calling at work. I don't know.
There's definitely a caste system in this kept woman world.
Yeah.
Man. I think this falling behind.
I think y'all are examining this DIE thing too closely. I don't think you should embrace us like this and encourage it with her. I mean, clearly. Huh?
Well, we're still deciding if we're going to let her come back. Thanks, Eric the Dog.
She'll let you know.
She'll let us know if she's coming back. We appreciate it. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back with Big Dave, on the other side.
I'm thumbing my way to North Carolina. Staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Another warm, dry day today. More like late May than mid-April. Today's high temperature in the middle 80s again. Limited sunshine with the sun filtering through some high clouds. Cloudy, mild tonight. Overnight low 66. Tomorrow, most of us should stay dry with a weakening front approaching. High 82, mostly cloudy skies. Then a little warmer, 86 on Thursday with the sun and cloud mix. Widely scattered showers holding off till Friday and Saturday. A better chance on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor loader and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
sky from now on. I never saw the sun shining so bright.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. Amy Beth Shaver is with us. Yes, ma'am.
We all have our glasses on today.
I know. Look, mine are...
We look really
mine
smart.
Mine are blue light glasses, though. They're protecting my eyes from all of the many screens.
That's just so much nicer than...
You got your Eclipse glasses on, Scott?
Yes. Okay. Little cardboard glasses. And I can see things in 3D.
Yeah. It's a good look.
Knock it. So, yeah. I do think these blue light glasses help, but you still look kind of... I mean, you know.
We have glasses on.
I know, but mine are the old black. Yours are like turtle shell. Mine look like I'm in the Army. Remember the old black?
Oh, I do remember those. But Sky has his usual awesome glasses on. I'm just saying that we look extra
It makes y'all look smart.
I remember I didn't need these, you know? And then
yeah, I know. My eyes now are like, put those glasses back on.
It happened just like overnight.
I know. You wake up and you go, why can't I read the text?
See today? Yeah. So it does happen that quickly.
It did for me.
Because I've started to notice it.
Oh, wait, really?
Uh-huh.
I literally woke up one day. I could see the day before.
Right.
And I'll use the Bible as an example because that print is so small.
Uh-huh.
Next time, I don't know, Sunday, you open it up to read and you're looking at it. I can't see.
It's annoying. I don't really understand.
I feel bad about it.
Luckily, my arms are long and I can hold it out there. And I'm like, oh, those are
tiny.
Must be nice.
So long.
So long, the long arms.
Yeah.
Let's go out to Big Dave. This is Big Dave of The Big Dave. Big Dave, welcome to the program. And, well, you kind of have to listen all the time. But thank you for calling in. What's on?
What it is, what it was, what it shall be.
That's, what is
that? Profound.
Huey Townians 412.
That's right. I had a very interesting call last night and I did not answer it because it scared me at first.
Who could call you Big Dave and scare you? You're like 6'5", 300 pounds.
Well, it was the CDC.
Oh my gosh.
They called wanting me to take a survey.
Big Dave, you do realize CDC in your world could have been the chicken delivery company.
Well, it could have been, but it wasn't. Because
or the cookie delivery company.
Voicemail.
Oh, they gave you a voicemail?
They gave me a voicemail. And they asked me to call them back.
Oh, dear.
And I would like to have all of your listeners to call them for me.
Oh, really? Well, what is the good old CDC's number, and who are we asking for? Did they say?
They asked, they wanted to know about immunizations and the COVID shot and other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they left a number. It just happens to be 877 220-4805.
Okay, well, just make sure you don't give it out on the air, even though it's 877-220-4805. That's what you were sent, but don't say it out loud.
Yeah, we didn't write it down.
No, but, you know, they called the wrong person to ask for a survey. Because I am like, do you agree with having this? No. I mean, I could solve it all in one thing. Dismantle you.
Get rid of the CDC.
And we'd all be fine.
I really want to call that number. Do you think it's automated it or am I going to have to talk to somebody? You think I should call it on the air?
I think we should call it on air. I think we should get Sky to call it or one of y'all to call it and Bluetooth it in or whatever. And we listen and see if it's going to be automated or if it's going to be a real person.
Yeah, if it's a real person, we might have to say, sorry,
you're
wrong number.
There.
We thought you were we were calling the cookie delivery company.
And before anybody in the listening area calls them, they need to go to AlabamaUnfiltered.com and go down to where it says COVID information.
Does it still say then, that over there?
I think it still does. It's supposed to. If it was. God, okay. Don't tell me you changed it. Well, yeah, you know. Trying to give you a plug. Yeah, I know. Trying to give you a plug, and he's just going to mess it up.
I think I might have removed some of that. I don't know. Nobody cared anymore. I thought we had convinced everybody of it.
Not at all. Red pill COVID information that used to be misinformation. Laugh out loud.
It's on there. Okay.
It says, I want to know the truth about COVID. Ooh. So everyone could go to AlabamaUnfilteredRadio.com and scroll down to that, open it up, and there you can. It'll help you answer the questions for the CDC at 877-220-4805.
Big Dave, you have done the people of this country a great service this morning.
I'm just trying to help. You know, it's my PSA on the CDC at 877-220-4805.
Thank you, Big Dave.
Bye.
See ya. We gotta think about that.
Yeah, I mean, we should ask legal.
Yes, we probably should.
If we can do that.
If we can call them.
If they say yes, and I know one of our lawyers must be listening in the audience that we've never met before, but they can still help us.
Yeah.
And they can immediately become our legal team.
I bet if it's automated, it would be fine.
Let's call them.
And see?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, what's right. We'll see if we can work on some of that technology. But while we're figuring that out, Red Top has a very patriotic reminder for us today. Because somebody played the Star Spangled Banner in the background or something. Dun, 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 dun. Red Top, welcome to the program.
That wasn't Star Spangled Banner. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Red Top.
And got a little echo in there. It ain't me, brother. Now, Houston, who's this caller just calling? Was his name Dave?
That's Big Dave.
Big Dave.
Yes.
You know what the best service he just did? It wasn't about the CDC.
What?
It's proving, and I, Big Dave, I feel your pain, and I'll explain my reason in a minute. First of all, the glasses don't help. Big Dave just proved it. He had a joke he had to spend 5 minutes explaining to you guys before you got it. So the glasses don't help. Now, on to the real subject. I did not go vote today. This is the most pitiful selection of Republicans I've seen in a long time. I'm not impressed as a libertarian and independent. And on top of that, ain't a damn one of them even talking about legalizing marijuana and things that make a damn difference. So, you know what?
We could just get that marijuana legalized. The economy would be fixed. The border would be fixed. We wouldn't have international problems in the Ukraine or Iran.
You know what?
The food supply would be fixed. If we could just get that straightened out, we wouldn't even worry about those things.
Yeah, I know. You'll invent 1,000 crises to get around it, but it would solve the opioid crisis. Everybody agrees on that, doctors and everything. And, you know, the cops wouldn't be abusing people. So, and you still are too hard-headed to figure out what the medical benefits are. So, you know, this is a losing battle, guys. It's been going on 50-something years. And nobody's representing me. So they need to work on it if they want to get independents to vote Republican. I already gave Dick Brubaker one shot, and I'm just not impressed with any of the fields. You know, so
for the runoff today, you got it.
No, I'm going to waste my time. Thank
Be
you.
Careful out there, buddy. Yes, sir. We'll be back. Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program. Yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA Home Loan Program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Molica Pro with Hustler Turf Zero Turn Mowers. They engineer their mowers to be maintenance and service friendly for the everyday homeowner while not sacrificing the build and cut quality they're known for. From the heavy duty frame to the welded steel deck to their trademark smooth track steering, Hustler Turf Zero Turn Mowers deliver professional grade cut quality for a perfectly manicured lawn. Why don't you stop by and see Dietzville Ace Hardware? See the Hustler difference for yourself today. Dietzville Ace Hardware on US 31 just north of Prattville, or Google Dietzville Ace Hardware for more information.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
It's time to butter up with Biscuits Baseball. Join us to celebrate 20 years of Biscuits with a fun summer of baseball at Riverwalk Stadium in 2024. For tickets and more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Butter up.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Come everybody.
Sorry, that was
my bad. May or may not be a jungle, but hey, look, we're doing the best we can. We're trying. I want Crawdad to weigh in. I want to get to this Donald Trump story, too, because what has occurred should be the tipping point. It should be the place where Americans are like, okay, look, now you are going too far. Now, we should have been there a long time ago, but we just really weren't. But let's go to Crawdad first. Crawdad, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hey there. Morning.
Hey, Crawdad.
Two things, please.
Yes, sir.
I wake up this morning and they're talking in D.C. about how good a job Mr. Mayorkas has been doing.
Are Republicans saying that?
I was thinking you want to be apologetic, whatever how you say that now. Apologist, that's what I meant.
Okay.
An apologist for somebody in the D.C. who is truly a turtle in the D.C. swamp. Okay, you can check that out. Mr. Mayorkas is that's a long story, but here in my backyard, dadgummit, in my swamp down here, there is an ad that the D.C. Democratic, DNC?
Democratic National Committee.
Thank you, sir. They are pushing an advertisement right now that makes me truly ill to my soul that Democrats should turn out and vote for a person who is going to make sure that women's reproductive rights have 100%. Let's not let those bad Republicans stop you from having your full rights to control your own reproductive rights, including hurting little babies that God put here, and they're going to stop him before they get to here. You see what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, that's why they changed the wording. I mean, none of these things are on accident, Crawdad. That's why they call abortion women's reproductive rights, because reproductive rights sounds like who's going to oppose that? It's all about fun with words, when they say it, they mean abortion. Mm. And what they will say in response to that is, oh, no, it's so much more. Well, that's number one, and that's the majority, and that's just the truth. I mean, I hate it for them, but that is the truth.
May I revert back to my good old days of back when, years and thousands of years ago, King Solomon, son of King David. King Solomon, story about his wisdom when he was sitting over Judea. Two prostitutes in his courtroom arguing over whose baby is whose baby. Can I do that for 30 seconds?
That's about what you've got.
30 seconds, two prostitutes living to each other. One of the babies had died, gone, stole a stillbirth baby. The other woman trying to say, this is my baby, not hers. Solomon says, okay, well, it's kind of hard for me to know that, but how about this? I'm going to cut him in half, and you have to split the babies. The real mama said, no, let her have the baby. I want my child to be okay. Solomon re-understood that life there, even for those women. Here, my country is okay to kill babies. No. And my state has now got a guy who's saying, hey, elect me. I'll make sure that you can still do anything you want with your body. Oh, Lord, bless us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Crawdad. We appreciate you.
Sorry about all me.
No, you're good, brother.
You're good.
God bless you. Hey, look. You know, we gotta stand up for what's right.
Yeah, we do.
I hate it. Sometimes it's hard. No doubt about it. Very good points. We got to take a break. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back on the other side. First half is down.